Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi there, you're listening to Royals. It's the only podcast that goes behind the walls of Buckingham Palace. I'm your host, Zoe Burrell.
And I'm Angela Mollard. I'm a royal expert. I'm an author, journalist and columnist.
And today we are bringing you a very special podcast all about the royals and coronavirus.
That's right. We've got the first two royals who've actually contracted corona.
The Queen's wartime message.
And then we've got Prince Harry's emotional distress. So, yeah, the royals are responding thick and fast to the situation. So should we start off with the two royals with corona?
Yes, I was shocked to read this morning.
That's right. So the first person to be diagnosed was Karl, the Archduke of Austria. He is 59. He was tested positive for the virus last Thursday. But someone far more high profile than him in the last 24 hours has been also tested positive for coronavirus, and that is Prince Albert of Monaco. We've spoken a lot about him in the past. Obviously, he's the son of Princess Grace. He is 62. Married with two young children, they're twins, and he's actually come out and talked about it already, Zoe.
Yeah, so what has he said?
Well, look, he's confirmed in a statement that he has coronavirus. He's gone into isolation. He describes that he's feeling okay. His symptoms are flu-like, but it feels like a pretty mild case, he says. I've got a slight fever. It's not really that bad. A little bit of a cough. I'd had a runny nose the first few days. That was the first sign. I felt a little bit stuffed up, but that's it. But most interestingly about Albert, he actually had a pretty serious brush with pneumonia a couple of years. And he said that he has to be very careful because of his recent medical history. He said that's a consideration, but you know, there's a lot of cases of people younger than 60 contracting it. He says it can hit anybody of my age.
Wow, it's actually crazy to think it suddenly hit the royal family, isn't it?
It is. And I think I was sort of waiting for who was going to be the first. I mean, there's so many European royals, and we've had, you know, prime ministers' wives, we've had celebrities. It was only a matter of time, really, I think, Zoe, before it was a royal. And obviously the British royals are taking increasingly severe measures to isolate themselves as well.
Yes, well, the Queen actually just released a message today, didn't she?
That's right. Actually, it's quite a long message, to be honest. It's for the Queen, who's usually has these very sort of short, you know, you'll get a couple of lines, but she's come out and said, and interestingly, her message has been reposted by both Kensington Palace and the Sussex Royals. So even though Meghan and Harry are in Canada, they're on board with this. Her message, she, you know, there were pictures of her. Interestingly, Zoe, she was photographed leaving Buckingham Palace for Windsor Castle. Her and Prince Philip travelled separately, but I love the fact that the Queen had one of her corgis on her lap. So, you know,
you need company in isolation, don't you?
Exactly. And I love the fact that, you know, she wouldn't take a member of her family with her. But, well, she's going with Philip, but he's in another car. But, yeah, her corgis, we know how important and special they are to her. So the corgi was sitting on the lap, but she's her message actually has a very wartime tone to it. She said, as Philip and I arrive at Windsor today, we know that they're quarantining themselves at Windsor Castle. We know that the many individuals and families across the United Kingdom and around the world are entering a period of great concern and uncertainty. We're all being advised to change our normal routines and regular patterns of life for the greater good of the communities we live in, and in particular to protect the most vulnerable within them. Times such as these, I'm reminded that our nation's history has been forged by people and communities coming together to work as one, concentrating our combined efforts with a focus on the common goal. You know, she goes on to thank scientists, medical practitioners and emergency staff. She said in the weeks ahead, more than in any time in our recent past, it's vitally important to remember the part we play as individuals. And that means that we have to find new ways of staying in touch with each other and making sure that loved ones are safe. And I love her last line. She says, "You can be assured that my family and I stand ready to play our part." As we know, during the war, the Queen Mother was very instrumental in keeping British and Commonwealth morale up by, she stayed in the palace, she communicated with the subjects, they were offered the opportunity to scamper off to Canada. She turned down that opportunity for her and her daughters, Elizabeth and Margaret, who were aged 13 at 9 and 9 at the time. You can see very much that Elizabeth wants, Queen Elizabeth wants to calm the nation, and you know, it's an extensive message from her that she is going to Windsor Castle. She is 93. She's among that vulnerable group. And in fact, there's been talk about Prince William stepping up because, of course, his father at 71 is also in that vulnerable group. So I think we'll hear more from William in the days ahead. But interestingly, as I say, Harry and William have both reposted the Queen's message in recent hours.
Yes, although Harry's also come out with his own message, hasn't he? And it's quite sad for him.
Hi guys, as you've all now heard, sadly we've had to postpone the Invictus Games and move it to 2021.
That's right. Look, you know, you have to feel sorry for Harry at the moment, don't you think, Zoe? I mean,
yeah, terrible. So much has been going on.
They've almost self-isolated themselves before this happened, obviously. They've stepped back, there's an exit, and that sort of seems very facile and unimportant now, doesn't it? And you have to wonder whether this is a time that he might want to be with his family rather than, you know, on the other side of the world where he doesn't have a friendship group, he doesn't have an established connections. I mean, Meghan obviously does, but, you know, presumably he's in good form. Anyway, this message is incredibly upsetting for him. He says it's an incredibly difficult decision in this video message, but he has had to postpone the Invictus Games. Now, why I think this is, I mean, I'll just tell you a bit of what he says. He goes on to describe the decision as incredibly difficult, but the most sensible and safest options. He said they will now be held, they would, as you know, the games were to be held in the Netherlands from May 9 to 16. They'll probably now be rescheduled for May or June 2021. So that's a whole year for athletes to have to keep fit. He says to them, you know, he sort of jollies with them and says, that, you know, this gives you an extra 12 months to get ready and you'll be fitter than you ever have and at the top of your mental and physical fitness. But I think what's really telling about this is that this was Harry's key purpose. This was as he sat on that plane coming back from Afghanistan and when he was fighting in the war and he saw those soldiers who had lost limbs and had disabilities, that he was very much wanted to do something. And this has been his greatest purpose. It was the purpose that was going to sustain him after moving away from the UK. It was sort of his key, I suppose, his key work. And we know that, you know, with mental health issues, it's really important to have a purpose. So I feel terribly sorry for him that the thing that he does best, you know, he's not going to be working on. That said, the Sussexes have come out and said that they will be posting frequently in the coming days and weeks about facts, about things, positive things where people can help each other. They clearly want to be, like a lot of high-profile people, part of the conversation.
Yeah, of course. And, I mean, it was quite lucky that they both made it back to Canada in time to see Archie, wasn't it?
Well, I was thinking, Zoe, I mean... Meghan went straight back after the Commonwealth service, apparently Commonwealth Day service, and Harry spent a few more days here in meetings. But really, if they'd left any longer, they could have been separated from their son for months, which you know, would have been devastating for them. So they it actually is a measure, I think, of how quickly things are changing. That we just, you know, it was just last week, wasn't it, where they were sitting in church with the rest of the royal family, and you know, we're only a sort of 10 days or a week, 2 weeks on from that, and the world's completely changed in that time. But yes, as you say, great that they were able to get home.
So what do you kind of think the future or coming weeks will actually look like for the royals now with this virus? I suppose there's no way of telling, is there?
It's really difficult to tell, and as you know, none of us knows how long it's going to go on for. I think the fact that the Prince Charles had to cancel his trip to Jordan, Cyprus, Bosnia and Herzegovina, I think, you know, there'll be nothing on their schedule going forward. I think the Queen and Prince Philip, I mean, Prince Philip's enormously vulnerable as a very sick person anyway. You know, we know he was in hospital at Christmas time. I think they will be protecting his health. I think there'll be doctors on staff there. As I say, I think William will step up. There's a lot of talk about the other heirs to the throne having a role. I mean, the monarchy in Britain is, a steadying force as much as anything. I mean, they don't actually have to do anything. They're just, it's sort of, you know, the keep calm and carry on. They are purveyors of that message. And I think their role in that will be greater than ever. We won't see them, I don't think, but as I say, we've got these the Instagram, their message services and that sort of thing that they're still going to have visibility, and we won't see the Queen so much, but I imagine she will still be posting, as will William and Harry. We haven't heard much from Prince Charles, but I think, we will continue to get messages from them. We just won't see them.
Yes, exactly. Well, we're hoping they all stay safe, aren't we?
Indeed, indeed. Well, the Queen's got a corgi. That's great to know.
Exactly. She has company with her.
Getting extra cuddles. I don't know what happens to the rest of them left at Buckingham Palace. Presumably someone's left there to look after them.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Ange, for that special podcast.
Thanks, Zoe. We'll talk again soon.
Yes, and thank you so much to everyone for listening. For more on the Royals, please go to newidea.com.au or our Facebook page, New Idea Royals. And, of course, don't forget to pick up the latest copy of New Idea Royals Monthly, on sale now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.